At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
There will be days when you find that you can easily capture the spirit of prayer. You can pray effortlessly. You can pray and feel as though an hour is just 10 minutes. However, you will also encounter days where prayer will be nothing other than a fight. And it's when you encounter those moments that you should push through. Praying is fighting. You have to fight to pray. And on the days where you struggle, I want to encourage you to be resilient and remember that the size of your prayer must match the size of your opposition. And your opposition is the devil. Your opposition can be found in Ephesians 6, verse 12, where the Bible reads, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." All of us should know that we're fighting the kingdom of darkness. The enemy will try to infiltrate our home. He will try to cause division in the family and in the church if we become prayerless Christians. I encourage you to pray because some of you need strength to defeat strongholds. Some of you need grace to overcome insecurities. Some of you need the hand of God to move within your family and restore damaged relationships. Jesus says in the book of Matthew 7, verse 7, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks will find. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." This is Jesus effectively telling us to pray until something happens. Keep seeking the Lord until you find your answer. Carry on knocking until the door is opened. Now, a child of God recognizes that you cannot fight a battle and get away with a weak prayer life. But I would like to inform you, perhaps encourage you, to look at a prayer as a means to victory. You see, we are built and equipped for spiritual warfare, so we shouldn't be afraid of a fight. We shouldn't be afraid of fighting through prayer. A lot of people shy away from being intercessors. They shy away from being prayer warriors. They would rather pray nice. There are Christians out there who do want to pray, but they are intimidated at the prospect or thought of warfare. But I would like to remind you that the Bible says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds." The weapons of an intercessor, the strength of an intercessor is derived from God alone. That's why the verse says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. Meaning they are divinely powerful. They are supernatural in their effectiveness. You cannot fight the devil with your natural fists, but you can fight him through prayer. You can fight him by calling out to the Lord. You can fight him by going to Jesus in prayer. So I encourage you today to keep pushing in prayer. Don't be intimidated by the thought of spiritual warfare. Don't be afraid, but rather, be prayerful.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Be resilient and relentless, knowing that prayer is a fight. Exodus 17 presents us with a powerful lesson on prayer. In verse 9, we are told, Moses said to Joshua, "Choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand." So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. There are several lessons to be learned from this passage of scripture. Moses went to pray away from the battle, to a quiet place. He doesn't start praying from the front line, but he backed off some distance and goes up to a hill to pray. And this is the perspective that a child of God needs to have. We have to fight their battles in private. No need for an audience or spectators. No distractions. It's simply them in their prayer closet, and that's enough. A prayer closet allows intimacy with God. It becomes your war room. God acts in response to prayer. Each time Moses lowered down his hands in tiredness, the Amalekites began to win. And I believe this was God's way of teaching us that the battles we face as children of God are won and lost by prayer or a lack of it. We need to rely on prayer and not on anything else. The spiritual war against the devil is an ongoing one for us as children of the Lord. So we need to remain under the blood of Jesus and in prayer if we are to overcome. Now, once again, whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. When we pray, things happen. People are healed. Situations are altered. The broken are made whole again, and spiritual battles are won. But if we get distracted and let our guard down, the enemy has an opportunity to attack us. When we cease praying, we inhibit the power of God at work in our lives. More prayer, more power. But the opposite is true. No prayer, no power. The beauty of the story of Moses is that it shows him to be human, not this giant of faith who seems untouchable. Moses demonstrated that he is like us in prayer. He gets tired. He gets frail, vulnerable, and weak. The same feelings that we experience. Moses got tired, but he persevered. And this is what we must do. We must persevere in prayer. We must keep pushing in prayer.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.